free to give us lessons. Jim's leg got better and better. We look forward to the day he could join us in the garden. Penny, for your thoughts, Bobby.
I wonder if the railway misses us. What with lessons and entertaining Jim, we never go near it now.
The thing I don't like is that we've stopped waiting till the 9:15. Sending our love to Father by it.
Let's begin again tomorrow.
Soon. I feel like walking.
Bobby, where are you going?
I just feel restless. Don't worry. Mother will understand.
I walked along the embankment. Then I walked into the village. Everyone I passed said the oddest things.
God bless you lot.
Good morning to you, missy. Many of them.
I wish you all joy, that I do.
When I got to the station, Perks the porter looked at me as though he'd been expecting me.
Hello.
Here you are.
Well, if this is the train, it'll be smart work. Well, God bless me, dear. I don't think I was ever so glad of anything in all my born days.
And then he kissed me. Something I'd never expect Perks to do in a million years. Only three people got out of the 11:54. A countryman with two baskets full of live chickens. Miss Peckett, the grocer's wife, with a tin box. And then... then I saw him.
Roberta!
Oh, my daddy! My daddy!
Oh, Roberta.
I knew something wonderful was going to happen, but I didn't think it would be this.
Then didn't Mother get my letter?
There weren't any letters this morning. Oh, it is really you, isn't it?
It's all right, Bobby. They've caught the man who did it. Everyone knows now that it wasn't your father.
I always knew it wasn't. Me and Mother and the old gentleman.
Yes, it's all his doing. Mother wrote and told me you'd found out. My own little girl.
On the way home, I tell Father about the railway and all our adventures. I see Father crossing the field and walking into the garden and entering the house where Mother is. He goes in and the door is shut. Peter and Phyllis are playing round the back. I tell them the good news, but we don't go in just yet. We stand looking at the white house, where neither we nor anyone else is wanted now.
In part four of The Railway Children by E. Nesbitt, dramatized by Marcy Kahan, Victoria Carling was Roberta, Daniel Eisen was Peter, Kate McEnery was Phyllis, Frances Jeter was Mother, and Philip Voss was Father. Timothy Bateson was the old gentleman, Paul Copley was Perks, and Peter Hull was Dr. Forrest. Paul Downing played the part of Jim, Fraser Carr the foreman, and Ben Onwukwe the workman. Other parts were played by members of the cast. The music was composed by Elizabeth Parker, and The Railway Children was directed by John Taylor.